Welcome to Football Miracles. The premise of the show stems from a number of things. The first thing it stems from, and I've got John Milburn in front of me, is John saw this thing as our correspondent in amongst the Evertonian internet. And I read it out on a show, and as soon as John sent it to me, I absolutely loved it. And it was this, written by an Evertonian who shall remain nameless, not least because we don't know his name or her name. They can have more enjoyable moments in a week of football than we've had in 30 years. Everton are the most miserable club to support in this country. A combination of us being unable to have any high whatsoever, compounded by, and this is the important part for our purposes here, them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. What's going to follow is, I think, three shows, which is going to be a celebration of the football miracles under Jurgen Klopp that we've all been able to enjoy. There's an element of this which is slightly set up by 13-14. I've got John Milburn, I've mentioned him, you've heard John Gibbons, Kev Walsh and Phil Blundell. And Phil, I'll just come to you first before we get into these, because we're going to do it from the start. We're going to go right the way back from when Klopp took the club over and discuss the football miracles that we've had. How you define a football miracle is something that we'll get onto a little bit in a minute. For me, one of the reasons why I want to do this show is not to do nostalgia. It's to set up what we hope is next season, another series of football miracles to look forward to. Because my point about all of this, and when I was looking at this, and it's unbelievable the agenda and what I've pulled through just for this one, just for this first one, it is unbelievable. And part of what I want to say and remind people of as much as possible is that this is a fucking golden age. This is a fucking golden age that we're living through, and it's not over yet. There's loads more golden age to come. There's loads more journeys still to come, but this is a fucking golden age.
I think the best way to sum it up is, am I all right saying when we're doing this, for example, I assume this isn't going out like tomorrow or something. Right, so we're doing this the night after England have beaten Denmark in the semi-final.
Yeah.
And for England fans in the ground last night, for England fans across the country, that's one of the greatest nights in their footballing lives, regardless of who they support. And you look at some of these, and we've had multiple nights like that in the last 5 years under Jurgen Klopp, and that's before you go back and look at Rafa Benitez or some of the league stuff under Rodgers or anything before that, or Julio and stuff like that. We're having these things regularly, and that's why the whole Everton, that this whole message exists from this Evertonian, because we're doing things that people view as the highlight of their footballing lives regularly, not like every few years, it's every few months in some cases, because some of the stuff Klopp's done is absurd.